and providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so it's going to be you and me. And we'll do open lines. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and we'd love to hear from you. But I thought perhaps we'd talk this morning about the very real threat of an EMP attack. I did an interview last night with Michael Maloof, and he was actually 30 years with the Department of Defense. He actually ended up as the senior policy advisor to the Undersecretary of the Department of Defense. He's now retired, actually working as a writer for WorldNet Daily, and they're putting out articles on the danger of an EMP attack. Now, most Americans really don't think too much about electromagnetic pulses. After all, nothing could be as devastating as these extremists say. And yet, of course, well, there's been testimony by a United States general before one of the congressional committees saying it's not a matter of if we're going to have an EMP attack. It's a matter of when. And there are two sources of the EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This is the electrical system that creates the aurora borealis. It is a potential to actually knock out our entire grid system. But, of course, the other, of course, would be for one of our enemies to explode a nuclear device high above our nation, 100 or 200 miles. And as a result of that, it would simply wipe out the electronic grid in any area where the pulse got to. And there are three different levels, E1, E2, and E3, and all of them come from the explosion of a nuclear device. And basically, of course, as the electronic energy, magnetic energy, hits the power lines, of course, it strips or goes right along the lines. Ordinarily, if you could put breakers in there, and it would not be a problem. But we've specifically not done that. And as a result, why this tremendous surge of electromagnetic power would go ahead and burn out the transformers. And as you burn out the transformers, suddenly the whole electric system goes down. And people can't imagine that would happen in our society. After all, the electric companies would get it up and going. Well, years ago, we might have. Years ago, we used to build the transformers in the United States. We do not build the major transformers in America. They're built in communist China today. And these large transformers, it would take 2 or 3 years to get them reinstalled. And during that time, your home would be without electricity. And that sounds so incredible, most people would say, well, this could never happen in America. The trouble is it can happen in America. And certainly Mr. Michael Maloof has written a wonderful book, which we carry. It's called A Nation Forsaken. And he certainly has access to the information that is readily available, the information that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave us when he gave a talk at our conference last October. And if you haven't seen that DVD, it's well worthwhile getting it, watching it. A lot of facts, but a lot of information that you need to know. There are people in Washington, D.C. today who are actually building and maintaining a hideaway to go to when this occurs. If you've listened to my interviews with Bob Fletcher, why he talks about the massive underground facilities that the government has for the elite. There are about 100 of them across America, one underneath certainly Denver Airport and others certainly in various areas in Colorado. They have them outside Washington, D.C. You can actually go up on the Internet and actually go to your website, go to Google and certainly type in Jesse Ventura, underground facilities. And, of course, you'll actually take you, and he's actually examined many of these underground facilities, those he can get into, and they're real. I mean, these are massive underground caverns and hundreds of miles of tunnels all across America for the elite when a disastrous event occurs. And, of course, one of these certainly events could be an EMP attack. There have been congressional commissions, one in 2004, one in 2008, established by the United States Congress, House of Representatives, to look into this, and the reports are frightening. In fact, we offer one of them, the 2004 report, which you can buy from us, and we have it nicely bound, but you can actually get it up on the Internet if you'd like, simply by dialing in 2004 Congressional Commission report. There's one in 2008. There's been committee investigations, and members of Congress are very concerned about this. It would take a few billion dollars to secure our power lines, and it's not being done. And you have to ask yourself, why? Well, they say the chances of anything happening are remote, but they're not remote. Basically, if you read the book, A Nation Forsaken, Mr. Maloof, 30 years with our Defense Department. And when he retired, he was the senior policy advisor reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. He will tell you that certainly this is not a remote possibility, that Iran has been practicing on how to do that for many years. They've actually taken their ships into the Caspian Sea, and they've actually set off their nuclear their missiles actually demonstrate that they can put them up a couple of hundred miles over America and detonate a nuclear bomb. Now, of course, when I talked to Mr. Maloof, he doesn't think Iran has a nuclear bomb. I was told back in 1994 by the senior advisor to the United States Congress that already at that time Iran had nuclear weapons. And all this fol-de-rol we're seeing today about, oh, we've got to stop them. Well, it's just all fault. Also, they can get nuclear weapons from Pakistan. We gave Pakistan the ability to build the nuclear weapons. They have well over 100 of them. And if you don't think that Iran can get nuclear weapons or already has them from Pakistan, you're incredibly naive. Of course, the reason that Pakistan got nuclear weapons was because we transferred the technology there. If you haven't read the book Classified Woman, Classified Woman, the civil Edmund historian. I've interviewed Sybil. She was actually an interpreter for our FBI, and she got the records on how the State Department was sent to the 877.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were talking about the danger of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack on America, and the congressional hearings that have been held on this, the congressional commission reports. We actually have an excellent DVD if you haven't seen it. It's the talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our October conference last year, and I will tell you, Ambassador Cooper and many other people in Washington, D.C. who studied this have spent a fabulous amount of money, of their own money, getting hideaways and places for themselves and their families to go. They know this is a problem. But you see, the media is intentionally blacking this out. The controlled media doesn't want you to know. Why don't they want you to know? Why has the Senate specifically blocked any effort to do anything to protect America? Well, Maurice Strong one time, and we actually have this quotation, and you can find it on the Internet. Maurice Strong, talking to a reporter many years ago, said, the Earth is in trouble, and probably the only way to save the Earth would be for industrial civilization to be destroyed. The only way to save the Earth would be for the destruction of industrialized civilization. That was his statement, and you'll find it on the Internet. The reporter who actually heard that statement made it, wrote it out. This has got to be 20 years ago. Well, of course, Maurice Strong, for many, many years, he's a multi-billionaire. He was the assistant secretary of Secretary General of the United Nations, implementing the plan for Agenda 21. He was one of the major forces behind Agenda 21, which is the agenda which being followed today. That's what smart meters are all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they are installing smart meters in your home, so they can certainly regulate the amount of electricity, drive up the price of electricity. Why they want to drive it up? For no reason? No, it is for a reason. They want you to quit using electricity because they want to lower your living standards. Why have they raised price of gasoline so high? It doesn't cost that. I mean, gasoline is not this expensive. The price certainly is way off of oil, is way off what it was, because they want to get you out of your car. They want you to stop burning greenhouse gases. I mean, basically, they're doing everything they can. They want you, certainly, to use less electricity, or to use less gasoline. They want you to use less water, and this is why they're tearing out dams all across America. They've already torn out several hundred dams. They intend to tear out thousands of dams. Why? because it'll do away with electric production. And, of course, there won't be water, and the water we have will be just so expensive. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. And we have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Morning, Dr. Stan. This is Betsy in Colorado.
Hi, how are you doing, Betsy?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Dr. Stan, you've talked about these murals at DIA and the underground facilities at DIA several times.
Yes.
And I believed you, but I started talking to my friends, and they didn't believe me.
Well,
and one of my friends is an excellent researcher, and she got on the Internet.
Yep.
All you have to do is Google in murals at DIA, and you'll find them.
Oh,
they are
that,
the most satanic and ugly murals you will ever see. And then we found also a guy who interprets them. And I don't have his name, but it's in there. Just look interpretations of DIA murals, and he'll probably come up. Some of them have been painted over because they're depictions of what's going on with the New World Order. And if it's already happened, I guess they've painted over them. The other thing is that one of the reasons they sold us on the DIA airport was we needed an international airport, and the old Stapleton airport was too small. Well, if you get on the Internet, you find out that there are fewer runways at this new airport than there was at the old Stapleton.
Now you're talking about
also,
the Denver.
Also, wait, the runways are laid out in a German swastika. There are German writings all over that airport.
You're talking
and then
Denver.
One other thing she looked up, and I'm trying to find it here on my notes, but there was a guy who did a lot of work in the underground tunnels down there.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, he lost his hand and a foot when he got zapped by an alien. And if you don't believe this, find him on, I don't know if his name is Richard Sauer, S-A-U-D-E-R, or if this is the website, applepearfamilynickel.org/applepearfamilynickel/phil.htm. Anyway, people, all you gotta do is do a modicum of research and you'll find out what he's saying is true. And not only is there an underground facility at DIA, it's supposed to be 8 stories tall and full of stores and everything else, and it shows the tunnels, and they are so huge you could drive 3 tanks through them. And supposedly these tunnels at DIA stretch to Washington, D.C. I will get off the air and listen to what you have to say.
All
anybody
right.
doesn't
Thank
believe
so
this, get on the Internet. And the Queen of England supposedly has bought a whole bunch of land by DIA. Thanks.
Okay, well,
I'll listen
thank you
now.
So much. All right, our telephone number, if you have a like to call in, is 1-888-877-254-7524. Now, I personally don't believe in aliens, but I do believe in supernatural beings, and I believe there is a supernatural element to everything going on today. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world. We live in a visible and tangible world, but there's an invisible and intangible world out there. And if you believe the Bible, of course, you have to recognize that there is this other element out there. It's always been there. And, of course, it's responsible for so much of what's going on today. And there really are these beings that can certainly go from one dimension to another. Not you and I. You and I can't do that because we're human beings. But there really are angels. There really are other types of beings. And a lot of you can, of course, get into this up on the Internet as well. It's not imaginary. There was a professor back at Harvard. And I believe his name was Marks, I could be wrong, or Mark, John Mark, something like that. And he had actually had records of over 5,000 Americans who claimed that they'd been abducted by aliens and subjected to all sorts of very intimate examinations and experiences. And there are strange things going on that we really don't understand. that don't make any sense from a logical point of view, and yet they're taking place. And certainly these underground facilities, certainly they're not just at the Denver International Airport, although this is one of them, but you have them in Colorado Springs, you have them all over our nation. But certainly you go up on the internet and you can type in Jesse Ventura, underground facilities, things like that. Fortunately, you have the internet, most people do, and the information is there. You can research it. Now, I want to point out, the other side plants all sorts of incredible articles there to discredit this. I mean, they'll make say, oh, they'll agree there are certainly underground facilities, and then they'll come up with all sorts of incredible things that everybody will know are not true to discredit the idea. But, of course, there's a lot of great, good information on the internet as well. Fortunately, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. It's just that they're so clever and they understand how to manipulate us, how to actually make statements that discredit themselves and then discredit everything else they've said, which is entirely true. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But I will tell you that the ruling elite in America have their facilities where they can go. That's why they bought up massive amounts of food. That's why they bought over 2 billion, almost 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. I mean, why are they storing ammunition and weapons and massive amounts of food? Because they know we're going to go into this a chaotic situation. They won't be prepared for the elite. But you and I, of course, are simply have to prepare for ourselves. Most people will not be prepared. And if you read, certainly, the book which we offer entitled The Nation Forsaken, if you read, if you listen to the talk that is given, certainly, by Ambassador Cooper, there's another book out called One Second After. They will all tell you that we could lose up to 90% of the American people within 6 months to a year after an EMP attack, and it's not a matter of if, but when. But you're not going to hear this through regular channels. Why? Because there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. And after all, as Marie Strong said, the only way to save the world is for industrialized civilization to collapse. And believe me, industrialized civilization would collapse when the grid goes down. There's no longer electricity or cell phones or regular cell phones, regular telephones. Certainly, communication, we know it, go down. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We have a caller. Who's calling? Hello?
Hi, Dr. Stan. John from Toledo.
Hi, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, it's been a while. By the way, John Stat Miller says hello.
Oh, good. We'll give my best to John.
Previously, and he said it's been a while since you had spoken.
Right.
The previous caller had mentioned a gentleman by the name of Philip Schneider, was the gentleman that lost his hand and part of his foot. And there's also another gentleman named William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse, are a couple of people that can reference this material quite well. And Dr. Stan, I reference you quite often, your analogy of the Orient Express and all the crews being out in front of us all the time. I can't thank you enough for your program and what you've done over the years. I've been listening a very long time, and just very few times that I do find a chance to call in.
Well, I appreciate your calling, and certainly, you know, of course, you remember what happened to William Cooper. He was trying to bring out the fact that we'd been lied to about Timothy McVeigh, that Timmy McVeigh certainly was not killed. We were told he was killed, capital punishment for killing all those people at the Murrah building. But of course, there was a woman who actually had been witnessed the execution, and she went onto a radio program someplace, and she said, "Gee, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead." And she made that statement because she had actually witnessed the execution. She noticed that Cooper McVeigh kept breathing after he was supposedly dead. And she made that statement. William Cooper actually had that clip on a tape, and he played it over and over and over again on his radio program, and they just went a SWAT team out and killed him.
Yes. You put any credence into William Cooper then, sir?
Yes, I do. I think that I personally know that we've not been told the truth about what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, and I will tell you how I know that. First of all, I have a copy of a book called OK Bomb, written by Jim Keefe. And Jim Keefe quotes Jennifer McVeigh, Timothy McVeigh's sister, as saying that Timothy had told her that he was part of a special forces team involved with illegal activity. In other words, he was a government agent at the time that he blew up the Murrah building. Now, of course, you could just discount that. Jim Keefe died under very mysterious circumstances after a minor orthopedic procedure. I did thousands of them when I was practicing. He died. I never lost a patient from that, but Jim Keefe died after this very minor procedure, and that could have been a coincidence. Only shortly after that, his publisher died under mysterious circumstances. That could have been a coincidence, except shortly after that, Jim Keefe's ex-wife died under strange circumstances. And after three times, you have to begin thinking, well, maybe there's something to this. But it's not only that, but of course, Timothy McVeigh told the same story to his cellmate, David Hammer. You can get the book Hammer wrote, The Secret Worth Dying For. He told the same thing to Terry Nichols. Told it to his lawyer, Judge Benito, who made a working.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and all to ask listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember, when you see them, to thank the men and women of our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins, reminding everyone we live in the land of the free. Thanks to the brave.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Mail Doctor. Stand back here. It's open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We have a caller on the line. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Go ahead. Dr. Stan. Good morning, Dr.
Go
Stan.
Ahead.
This is Wynn giving you a call from Denver.
Right.
Hello. I wanted to get your insight into a couple of things. I'm sure you might will be able to answer these questions for me. The first one is the most, well, in line, I guess, is most important to me. I'm trying to talk with a couple of young men here, young 20-somethings, and I'm finding it amazing the level of, quite frankly, the level of ignorance that I'm encountering. Let me give you a practical example of this. I was talking to these two young fellows about the international communist movement. Now, you and I both know, Dr. Stan, just to get it off right, you know, right off the bat, that the international communist movement is part of the, or was part of the whole drive of the globalist elite brotherhood. They set it up, they founded it, they helped to finance it, so forth, so on and so forth. We understand that. But what I found interesting about my conversation with these two young gentlemen is neither one of them knew anything of any particular relevance about the international communist movement. They did not know who Joseph Stalin was. They did not know who Vladimir Lenin was. They did not know the names Nikita Khrushchev or Leon Trotsky or anything of this nature. But I found this astonishing. So I asked them, what high school did they go to? Where did they get their education from? I wasn't trying to be insulting to them, but I just found it astonishing that these kinds of things would not be taught to American high school students anymore, especially when we spent half a century in a battle, whether you want to call it a mock battle or a real battle or a combination thereof, dealing with the international monolithic communist movement. And I wanted to get your insights. Do you have an understanding of what is going on in American high school education today?
Yes, they're dumbing down our students. They're not teaching them the thing. They're indoctrinating them in globalism and how wonderful global government is and how the government has to provide for the elderly, because otherwise the elderly and the poor would starve. And our programs are dead. Our high school is not to educate our people. It's to dumb them down and to indoctrinate them, and that's why they don't know the truth.
Well, I thank you for the insight, Dr. Stan. The next question that I will ask you for, I probably would have answered my own question eventually, but the next question I will ask you is ways in which I can reach these individuals. I've often thought about passing your book on to them, but I thought to myself that this would be way above their heads if they don't even have a fundamental education and the basic principles that you and I have, and I'm sure you have a great deal more of understanding in your experience, you know, have in common here on just a basic level.
Well, I would. All you could do would be give them the book and hope that they would just lend them the book. Don't give them the book. Give them the book, they'll never read it. Lend it to them. I tell them you want it back in a couple of weeks, but it's a book that could change their outlook on the world. Hopefully they'd read it, and hopefully their outlook would change. But it takes time. You know, you and I certainly live through these events. We don't talk much, and they don't write much about this in the news magazines or write about it in the paper. People are going to have to educate themselves. There's some wonderful books out there. None Dare Call It Treason by John Stormer. None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And then I think my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If people would read those three, they would have a tremendous grasp of what's really going on in the world today.
Well, I appreciate that insight, Dr. Stan. And the next thing that I want to get your take on, I don't know if you watched the inaugural, the second inaugural of President Obama or not. I did not. I did not consider it worth my time or effort to be engaged in this phony show. But I was listening to a radio program, a local program here in Denver this morning, and they were talking about how some singer named Beyonce Knowles was lip syncing through the national anthem or something like that. Again, I did not watch this whole dog and pony show, so I don't know whether she was doing that or not. But I found it interesting because this is the kind of topic that is more on the minds of some of these individuals who we are listening to, rather than intelligent discussion and insightful discussion such as what you bring on your radio program every day for 5 hours a day. I wish that we had more people like you, quite frankly, on these mainstream radio programs. But anyway, the host was making a comparison. I did find it interesting what he said. The host was making a comparison between this singer lip syncing her way through the national anthem and the notion that the president cannot talk his way through a speech without a teleprompter. And what I find interesting about this whole thing is I have actually seen Mr. Obama talk without a teleprompter before. And I've actually seen him actually make his way fairly decently, at least, through speeches and other presentations without them. So I really don't think that it's the notion that this man cannot talk without a teleprompter. I think that it's the actual notion is he can't talk without a teleprompter because he is a person who is controlled and therefore has to be a person who has to say what he's given to say, like many of these presidents have been, of course, but he has to be given what he has to say because otherwise he might go off the reservation, as it were, off the farm in speaking things that we know his handlers don't want him to say. A practical example of that to me was when he debated former Ambassador Alan Keyes back some time ago, early part of the last decade, for the state Senate position in Illinois. You saw a man who, quite frankly, was very articulate. I'm talking about Mr. Obama now, a man who, quite frankly, though he has some very liberal Marxist ideologies and philosophies, was very articulate in being able to bring those to the foreground and, quote-unquote, convince people that they are the right way to go. So I don't think that this man is necessarily inarticulate. I don't think that he necessarily doesn't know what he wants to say. I think that it is the fact, quite frankly, that he is a person who can't say necessarily what he wants to say because there are people who don't want him to give away the agenda before there is time. And that's the insight that I wanted to put out there for your listeners today.
And I agree with you totally, Mr. We criticize President Obama without understanding he is simply the front for the power elite that control both political parties and make mockery out of the electoral process. Hey, we've got another caller calling in. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before I let you go? But you're 100% correct.
No, that's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you being on the air, sir.
Well, I'll be here as long as God keeps me here. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. We have another caller. Give us a telephone number again, 877-254-7524. But, ladies and gentlemen, do not focus on Barack Obama and what he says. What he says is simply what he is told to say. And if he were acting independent of the elite who put him in office, then send him on a trip to Dallas. And if you don't think that they would kill Barack Obama tomorrow if he wasn't doing what he was supposed to, you're sadly mistaken. Who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie.
Colorado. Just to mention to what this last fellow said, I don't believe Barack Obama could speak himself out of a paper bag. In the last debate that he had an earphone in his ear, which means he was given the answers to all those foreign policy questions by someone else. But the reason for my call is I would like to see if you could get Dr. Samuel Milham on your program. He's a physician epidemiologist. You might know him. I guess he's located in Olympia, Washington, and part of the time in Indio, California. The reason I'm calling to get him on is they're shoving these smart meters down our throats up here in Larimer County and across Colorado. And I listened to a program last night on Coast to Coast, and people are really getting active, and we need to do that, too. They said what you have to do
is get to your legislatures and legislate this. We'll talk to you right after. My number is 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662, offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open line. The telephone number is 877-254-7524. And is Bonnie still here? Yes. Who do we have?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Bob in Colorado. A couple callers ago, they rattled off some names, and one of the names was Trotsky. And I heard this about a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer, and I was able to follow this up on the internet. But about 4 or 5 months ago, everything was wiped out. What I'm going to say is David Axelrod's great grandfather is Trotsky, was Trotsky. And I was able to go back and forth between Trotsky backwards and forwards, and then Axelrod backwards, and everything jived between both of those logins. And there's nothing there today, as far as I know, because I haven't. A few months ago, I looked, and there's nothing to back that up anymore.
Well, so, they certainly do. I don't know anything about David Axelrod, but I will tell you that they take things down off the internet that they don't want you to know, or sometimes you'll go to a website they don't want you on. And as you try to access the information, it will automatically crash your computer. This is the sort of thing they're doing. The one thing they fear is knowledge. They do not want the American people to understand. We're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship, massively towards a massive genocide in America and throughout the world, and terrible things lie ahead. But then, of course, why should we be surprised when a nation turns against God? God allows terrible things to happen to that nation. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to convey that to you. I didn't know if you knew it. And I still don't know if it's actually true, but it's something I was able to verify computer-wise, and now it's gone.
Well, who is this Axelrod fellow? I don't know him.
He's the Chicago operative that was his big re-election advisor.
Oh, you're talking about Obama.
For Obama, yes. And he's a Chicago Democrat.
Well, we'll see what we can find. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Anything else you'd like to say before we...
I just wanted to get that across to you.
All right. Well, I will tell you that certainly a great deal of information is up there on the internet. They can't take it all down, but they do take down certain vitally important websites and delete certain information, and they will crash your computer when you go to sites you're not supposed to be on. Thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. And basically, of course, you've got to get the information. You've got to help us get it out. Some of those old books, I was just thinking, we actually carry them. John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason. I just talked to John yesterday. Certainly living in Missouri and moved away from St. Louis. He's 85 years old now, but his mind is clear. We're going to have him as a guest on our program here in another week or so. I have the greatest respect for John Stormer, who in 1964 wrote a book, None Dare Call It Treason, that introduced me to so many of the aspects of what was going on at that time. Because those were the days when Barry Goldwater ran for Congress, ran for the presidency, and that book, Nandere Called It Treason, was responsible for getting as many votes as Barry Goldwater did get. And then, of course, it was about 8 years later when Gary Allen wrote Nandere Called It Conspiracy, that was 1972, outed the Council on Foreign Relations. So that's why they had to form the Trilateral Commission. Almost 10 million copies of Nandere Called It Conspiracy that went out, and people began to understand the sinister forces working behind the scenes. Unfortunately, that was 40 years ago. We forgot that information. That's why I do what I do today, trying to reach as many people as I can. And we have another caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is your first caller again.
Yeah,
I wanted to mention that the artist of those murals at DIA, his name is Diego Rivera.
Yeah.
And I believe he is from New Mexico. And it says here, during the construction of DIA, 110 million cubic yards of earth were moved.
Well,
How much earth is this? 51 times greater than the size of the largest cruise ship in the world. So they're digging under there. I'll get off and listen. There's only a few minutes left. Thanks.
All right, God bless. Basically, the Denver airport is simply one of the numerous underground facilities they have for the elite. Not for you and I, but they're stocked with food, they're stocked with weapons, they're stocked certainly with the means of purifying the air, and people would be able to live there for long periods of time. They know a major catastrophic event is coming. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the Internet. You can get all sorts of information on the facilities under the Denver airport. Go to Jesse Ventura. Just type in Jesse Ventura underground facilities. Or just underground facilities for the elite. They are preparing for some cataclysmic event. How soon it's coming, I can't tell you. But everything suggests to me, and remember I've been doing it for 50 years, that it's going to be soon. And behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. There is a timetable. The forces of darkness are following that. But God certainly cannot be mocked. God will play a part in this. The wicked people have their plan for the world. But God has his plan as well. And he's allowing the wicked people to work. But one of these days, we're going to see God's hand in the development of the unfolding of events. And I really fear, as Thomas Jefferson had said, and I'll quote him again, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. You'll find those words chiseled in the marble at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., directly behind the statue of Thomas Jefferson we see so frequently, but nobody ever quotes those words. You're not supposed to understand that Thomas Jefferson believed deeply in God. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC. IFC.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So, yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, this is the end of the program, and I have to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that some of you will be in a position to buy a case of our books. You'll get 64 books, My Brotherhood of Darkness, for $150. And, of course, you can give them away. You can sell them. You can lend them. And I suggest you lend books rather than give them away. You give them away, people don't have a tendency to look at them. They have so many other things to do. Lend them and tell them you need it back. Why, that gives them a real incentive to read it. And hopefully they'll read it, they'll understand, it'll change their lives. Anyway, if you'd like to get a case of books and help us get the book republished, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, how can you really understand what's going on today? Well, let me suggest my book, my talk on Agenda 21, of the Covert Plan. And there really is an effort to destroy our civilization. I use certainly the mnemonic wreck. W-R-E-C-K. They want to transform our society. They want to impoverish our people. They certainly want to destroy religion. W-R, religion. E, it'll all be done in the name of the environment. And C, they want to destroy the value of our currency. And that's why they're doing it. Simply printing all this money, $1 trillion a year, destroying massively, are increasing massively the amount of money out there, which will ultimately destroy and impoverish our people. And K, they intend to kill off most of the population. And that is, of course, the genocidal programs that are being carried out today. You already know about abortion. We have euthanasia today. That's what hospices are all about. That's what they do in the hospices. They simply kill the people. But, oh, they do it so mercifully. But then, of course, we never talk about how they're creating new diseases, how they're actually promoting cancer, and they actually know how to promote cancer in people today. And then, of course, they advocate all sorts of treatments which are not effective, and they block the treatments that are. And you really must understand this is not imaginary. Basically, there are all sorts of treatments, whether it be Dr. Reif's treatment, certainly the use of ECAC, Dr. Baczynski's treatment. They tried to send him to prison for 230 years. Why? Because he had an effective treatment for cancer. If you've never read the book, The Baczynski Breakthrough, or got our 4-tape set on Dr. Baczynski, they're available from Radio Liberty. And of course, we have a tape set. Why do we still have cancer? We go into all the treatments that are there, very real treatments. And of course, they will not allow them in America. Why? Because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today, it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. Ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. If you've never heard the talk, the New Order of the Barbarians, it's a 4-CD set, the New Order of the Barbarians, you get the transcript with it. Get it, understand. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. They're blocking effective treatments for cancer. Certainly the aspartame, the genetically modified foods, so many things they're doing to promote cancer, but they don't fit them. Water fluoridation.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of